Hello, everybody. Welcome to VIA Interview Series. I honored to start this series with Dimas Barreira. He's the president of Sindônibus. Sindônibus is the syndicate of the bus operators in the city of Fortaleza. And Dimas is also the force behind our first DRT project, on-demand project in Ceará, in Fortaleza. And he's responsible for sponsoring this project, managing the different teams. And also, I would say that Dimas is one of the new leaders that arise in the sector of the public transportation and also, and especially for VIA and on-demand collective transportation. So, Dimas, thank you very much for being here. It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you. The pleasure is mine and the privilege.
All right. So, I would kindly ask you to just talk a little bit about, what is this entity, Sindônibus, that we represent? What is your role? And what you are responsible for the public authorities in Fortaleza? What is your responsibility with not only with the entity, but also with the population regarding the public transportation in Fortaleza?
Okay, I'll try to make it short. Sindônibus is a congregation, a union of companies, of bus companies. All the bus companies in Fortaleza for public transportation, not private transportation, but public transportation. All of them are associated to Sindônibus. We are responsible for a lot of things, dealing with the union of employees, talking to our contractors, mainly the government and of the state and the mayor, and also dealing with my own colleagues, the bus companies owners. We have to make united policies and investments and all that. So I have to be talking to all these people and try to make something that works for everyone,
So you
especially
represent
the passengers in the city.
perfect, and you represent a group of 17 companies, right?
Yes, 17 companies.
That operate in the metropolitan area of Fortaleza.
Yes, our size is 17 companies, around 10,000 employees, and around 2,000 buses that work all around Fortaleza and its metropolitan region.
And Fortaleza is a 2.5 million people city, right?
Yes, but if we aggregate the metropolitan region, we go up to 3 million people.
So it's one of certainly the top five biggest cities in Brazil and one of
Yes.
the top five biggest transportation systems in Brazil as well, right?
Yes, and also one thing that's interesting about Fortaleza is its density. Fortaleza is the biggest density in all Brazil, among all capitals, even higher than São Paulo. If we take all the population we have, because we have a very restricted area, we're restricted in by the ocean up north, and at south and east and west, we have all the area taken. And also inside this area that's already very dense, we have one big park, ecological park. It's a protected area so that we cannot occupy. So it makes everything about mobility here very challenging.
All right. I don't doubt you. I don't doubt you. Transportation, public transportation in Brazil is not for amateurs, only for
No, it's not. It's
professionals.
for professionals and for resistant people.
All right. And why did you choose, why Sindônibus and yourself did you choose to go with on-demand transport service? What triggers your association and what are you guys trying to accomplish? Why you are pursuing such a hard and challenging task, but hopefully reward task, please.
Yeah. Well, I'd say that innovation is not hitting us, it's trucking us. it has struck us. Our demand was always going down every year, and we were trying, and we are still trying all kinds of innovation to make public transportation friendly to users, to our clients, and also working with the city, because it's the most sustainable way to move around, to make the city work, especially in this density that I just said. And we saw that we're still lacking something. And the thing we believe in is collective transportation. So we saw a very high tendency for a trend for transportation on demand. But we were trying to make work for collective ways of transportation. And we have been talking about that for like 3 years. Then we found VIA, and we saw a lot of solutions before, but all of them were something to develop. And even though we believe in developing things, we know this takes a lot of mistakes, a lot of wrong ways. You have to have time to make a lot of mistakes. And we thought VIA was the partner that could help us be a little more directly to the point. So we started this let's say experiment with VIA, because we have now 18 buses running around with VIA, but we see in the near future like 200 or 300 buses going around Fortaleza, and we think it will match very well with the big system that we have, that it's structural for the city. But people can use VIA in a lot of ways. The ones who can pay can use it for their whole trip. The ones that need the public system, they can use VIA for the last and first mile. So it's more flexible, it's suitable to more people in all kinds of ways. It can be, it can be helpful for the person that wants a very flexible way of transporting themselves, but also friendly to the city. That's one thing that we have to take in account. If we let all these people go to individual transportation, the city would collapse. Mm-hmm. So that's what we believe in, and that's what we're betting in. Mm-hmm.
And how are you guys coping with this very difficult moment with COVID-19, and what changes did you have to do in the DRT system in Fortaleza?
Yeah, that was not in our plans, and it changed.
And just to clarify, I'm sorry, just to clarify for everybody, you guys had started in the beginning of December, demand was picking up, you know?
Yes.
Things were running smoothly, and then kaboom, it came COVID-19.
Yes, it was just like that. We were like surfing the first wave when COVID hit us. And we have a very strict policy for moving around in Fortaleza, because we are one of the first cities to see this transmission go very high. And we have to. Our government took a lot of measures to make it to control it, and it actually put our demand very low. And one thing that we did, and we're communicating and we're enforcing it Monday. Today's Friday, so next Monday, is we transformed the service for this moment in an individual service. The only way for it to be collective transportation is if you called the trip, your ride, and you put people in it, like your family, your friends and stuff. But
yes.
Throughout the ride, nobody will come in the vehicle, a strange person or someone that can be sick and stuff. And also we have sanitary measures, like we have alcohol inside. We clean the vehicles 3 times a day, and all these kind of things to make it safer.
And this measure reminds me my building in São Paulo, and you can take the elevator only by yourself or with your family. If someone enters Deliveroo. No, it's just for single families taking Deliveroo. It's pretty much like the same with the on-demand service in Fortaleza.
Yeah, and the difference is that the button won't even work. No one can take that. You won't have to stop anybody. The system will pick another bus for him.
Yes, exactly. The system is intelligent. And you guys made some adaptations in the service to consider hospitals or transporting, you know, special people. How was that?
Well, we had a geographic area in the city that we already knew that people were demanding the service to expand and get that region, because we are not in the whole city yet. We're only in a portion of the city, and that portion of the city that we expanded to has hospitals and healthcare facilities. So we expanded the area a little bit so we can be helpful for the people that need to get to those places.
I see. And I know it's really, you know, hard to forecast the future now, but what would be your at least preliminary views on how this pandemic crisis will affect the future of public transportation? And is there any relationship with, you know, it will be more space open for DRT or other ways of transportation? Have you thought about that already? Do you have an opinion about that already?
Yes, I don't have a very strong opinion. I see a lot of scenarios, and obviously this was not expected. And the new normal, as people are saying around here, it's very hard to predict. And I don't think people will be that scared for long. As soon as we have a lot of people throughout the population already immune to the disease, especially after a vaccine or something like that, or even people getting immune just because they got in touch with the disease, it's viral. Actually, humanity is used to deal with that. So we will be gradually back to normal. And I still think that this service will grow because the city will need it. And the difference is we will have more different types of rides in all kinds of regions. Let me explain that a little better. We have regions nowadays that mostly take long rides. They come from faraway regions to downtown. Mm-hmm. And now I think the Fortaleza is developing to have micro regions every year, and now it's accelerating. So we're gonna still have long rides from those neighborhoods, but also short rides in the neighborhood, and via and our service on demand can adapt to that real easy. So that's what I think will happen, and what we're gonna need is flexibility. So I think our plans don't have to change in the long perspective.
Yeah, that's a phenomenon that we see in several cities. You start to develop micro regions inside the city, and then you have this micro mobility that maybe on-demand services are much more suited to provide the service than, you know, the long carriers and the bigger vehicles and etc. And another thing that might be interesting is to look how those, you know, traditional service and on-demand service will integrate in the future. Is this something that you are considering in Fortaleza, in the city of Fortaleza? We know, and just to clarify for everybody, we are just in the beginning of the process. We are launched in December. There are only 18 minibuses running. So how do you see this integration between services?
Well, we had plans to, like in March, start developing or hiring someone for a mass platform. That's what we think is a very, very good trend. We have a share of bike share here in Fortaleza, it's pretty big. We have a taxi application that could also integrate. We have our service on demand. We have our public system all monitorized by GPS system, and also we have an application that people can know in real time when to expect their buses with 2 minutes of delay. So we have all that structure that it's pretty easy to connect. We only have to give a friendly way for the client to choose whatever he wants, and in one platform use multiple kinds of rides. So yes, that's what we were supposed to be working on right now. If we were not managing COVID in public transportation,
it's just a little bit postponed. Just
yes,
a little bit.
So just a little bit postponed.
And do you see any? And actually, what is the difference that the relationship that you have with our customers, you know, the traditional customers, and now that you are providing, it's a very special service. I know you guys were very careful with the brand Top Bus Miles or Top Bus Plus, with the vehicles absolutely brand new, with the training of the drivers and etc. So, so far, how was the service ranked, and what changed with the relationship with your customers after Top Bus Miles, the DRT service?
That's a beautiful question. Actually, in our tradition in public transportation, we're not even used to have a contact with the customer one-to-one. And it is something that we can do in the transportation on demand, even though it's collective. But we have been able to do that because we interact only through application. So we exchange messages, we have feedbacks. We are able to listen to those feedbacks and develop the service. And we're having a very, very good grades. We're getting very good grades from our customers. So it all gives us a lot of good expectation for the future that we can develop the system and the service in ways that will be in our clients' will.
Very good, very good. Dimas, I appreciate very much your time. I'm really glad to see that, you know, besides all these difficult times that we are living, and, you know, it's really hard in Brazil right now, in São Paulo, my city, in Fortaleza, your city, you are, you know, coping with that, as always, and doing your best to keep not only the regular service, but which is absolutely fundamental for the city, but also the DRT service. And please count on us as always. And again, I can tell you it's an honor to be part of this project. And hopefully, you know, all this crazy pandemic thing will go away soon, and we will have much, much more news and innovations for the city of Fortaleza.
The honor is mine. Thank you. And at this time, what we can say is that even though it's not very good for my business, but we have to be responsible, and whoever can stay at home. And this will make the process go a little faster, and we'll save a lot of lives, and our services will be back in full throttle in a bit.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
And talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.